Hey, it's a brand new podcast, and today I am talking about how to achieve your dreams. I'm actually dedicating this podcast to our Geriatry Lab 2019 students who just came on board and to anyone out there stuck in imagining the big dream. In this podcast, you will learn a simple strategy, which I have used and it works. A simple, doable strategy to transform that idea, dream, vision of yours to reality. Stay with me after the short break. At last, the 6K Foundation Milestone Program is out. It's an online program for entrepreneurs who just want to take their idea to the next level, into reality, into a successful venture. So it's an online program, so you can access it on your phone, anywhere, anytime. But if you have issues with your internet, I have got the offline version, which is a 6K workbook. So go to geriatry.com. Either you enroll for the 6K Foundation Milestone Program online, or you get the workbook. I look so much forward to working with you and transforming your ideas to wealth. We have 17 new projects in Geriatry Lab. The first thing I ask our students is, what is your vision? Many are damn clear about their vision, but that's it. Now, you have a vision articulated, so what next? How do you want to achieve this vision? That's always my next question. That's also exactly where the conversation ends. Do you know why? Because many people tend to focus mainly on the big picture, on the vision, and forget that you need multiple actions to set that vision in motion, to actually achieve that vision or big picture. This is a very big mistake, and you should embrace it, because mistakes are not necessarily negative if you find a lesson in it. So I too actually used to make this mistake until I kind of cracked the secret code, which is not actually a secret. But sometimes you need someone to tell you this and kick your ass a little. That's what I'm going to do in this podcast. To do anything successfully, you need to take specific actions. Do you agree with me on this? Yes, nothing comes from nothing. So there's an African proverb which says, a tree leaves does not move unless there is wind. I love African proverbs. I actually included many of these African proverbs in my new 6K workbook because they simply drop the bomb on the truth. To achieve your vision, you need to create wind. Yes, you should have a vision, the big picture, your purpose, your mission, your passion, whatever you want to call this big dream or goal. You know, you should have it, you should know it, believe in it, remember it always. So that said, you still have to move and take action. You need to get out of your comfy zone of imaginary ideas and wishes. So here's my number one strategy for you to achieve your dream or vision. Grab and take control of your focus from the big picture to the next logical thing you need to do to actually attain that vision. So here's the deal. If you focus 100% of your energy, you know, on dreaming and imagining about that vision that you have or the big picture, you're just going to flow through life overwhelmed because your subconscious mind actually adds its own spice to the drama. It begins to show you limitations you might have or limitations that's going to stand against your vision. So you know what, let's understand how the subconscious mind works first so that you can understand what I'm trying to say here. So we're going to talk a bit more about your subconscious mind after the short break. At last, the 6K Foundation Milestone Program is out. It's an online program for entrepreneurs who just want to take their idea to the next level, into reality, into a successful venture. So it's an online program, so you can access it on your phone, anywhere, anytime. But if you have issues with your internet, I have got the offline version, which is a 6K workbook. So go to geriatry.com. Either you enroll for the 6K Foundation Milestone Program online, or you get the workbook. I look so much forward to working with you and transforming your ideas to wealth. The brain operates on the conscious and subconscious level. Your conscious mind is that which you often have control over, and it receives, analyzes, and stores the information you expose it to. But your subconscious mind, which according to several scientific studies and research and experts, works even more than your conscious mind. So your subconscious mind works without you being aware of it, and you often do not have that capability to regulate or control what it does. So it collects more information, processes and analyzes more information, and stores even larger and longer, you know, disinformation than your conscious mind. So your subconscious mind gets triggered by specific experiences, like thoughts you harness in your conscious mind. So when you think about your vision and somehow you've exposed yourself to information, limiting beliefs about yourself, your subconscious mind, you know, now begins to transmit this limiting ideas. It's sending you limiting beliefs into your conscious mind. Your conscious mind receives this limiting belief, and this cycle keeps going on, and that paralyzes your ability to take action. That paralyzes your ability to actually achieve that vision. So what we want to do now is to break that cycle. It's possible. You can break that cycle, you know, of you thinking about your vision, getting overwhelmed, oh God, I can't achieve it, and then you keep thinking about the vision, and 2 years passes by and you're still thinking about the vision. No, you can't break the cycle. And I'm going to show you very simple steps, you know, some habits you can learn and that you can do right now to break that cycle and be ready to walk towards achieving your vision. So let's have a short break where I'm going to talk a bit about the 6K Foundation program, and we get back and we continue. So the 6K Foundation Milestone Program is like our major program on Joedry Lab. It's an online program that I've developed for entrepreneurs who, you know, you're born in with an idea, you want to start, but you don't really know where to start from. So you need to just collect all the ideas and all the inputs you have, and the vision and what you've dreamt about and what you want to achieve. Collect all of them. Put it on paper. You know, we have to walk using this traditional method of writing stuff down, and you know, in the 21st century, you're gonna call this like your business plan, creating your business plan. And yes, it's so important. Don't start your idea without having like a plan. You know, sometimes you just want to do something based on the impulse you have and the passion you have and the need to do it. It's great, but when you realize that you're stuck or you don't really know where to move or what the next step is, or you just went to, you know, pitch your idea to an investor or to a partner, you know, to just gain partners as support or to build a team, you need to have this thing in paper. So that's what we're doing right now. My goal is to actually, you know, bridge this gap, get SMEs, get African entrepreneurs, you know, to the global market. You know, going to the global market doesn't actually mean you start exporting your product, but actually you get your standard to a global standard that will make you even sell more in your local market. So the 6K Foundation program is an online program. We've got more than 80 short tutorials that you can set your own pace. You can attend the tutorials anywhere you want, on your phone, on your tablet. But sometimes you might not have enough internet data, or maybe sometimes you're just somewhere and you just want to read a book. So what I did was to create an online version. That's the 6K workbook. You can go and get it online, and we can send it to you. So this is an online version. We have students who've got both, you know, they're registered on the program online and they've got the book, you know, for quick and easy offline access. So that's what it's all about. So when you join the program, I'm here, my team is here, we're gonna mentor you through your idea and transforming it into a business. Because you know, your idea is different from the idea of someone else living in another city, in another state, or living within another environment. So we have carved out our mentorship and coaching, actually, you know, we've carved it out in a way that it will suit you, it will take you step by step to the next phase and stage. But you need to do the work, you need to be ready to do the work. So coaching, because I'm not always on ground where you are, so coaching happens online, and sometimes we have Arise events. That's a live event where we actually go into your idea. So basically we're going to do the coaching online, we're going to WhatsApp each other, email, Skype, chat, and we're just going to build your idea. And I look so much forward, because actually my team and I, we keep looking for ideas to invest in, you know, to take on our platform as part of our project. So we keep looking for new ideas that we really think is going to be innovative for the African environment. So don't forget to join Joedry Lab. and get to know us, share your ideas, share what you want, and we keep creating content to make you successful. So when you think or remember your vision and you have exposed your subconscious mind to the possibilities of limitations, it sends limiting beliefs to your conscious mind telling you, you won't be able to do it. Or, hey, you don't have enough capital to start it. Or you don't have enough knowledge to start it. Or how are you going to start it? You don't have a network. Or you are the first person that have done that. You can't do it. You know. So then you feel paralyzed about actually achieving that vision. So your vision just stays there as a big picture in front of you. Oh, one day I want to be, I don't know, the best designer in Nigeria. But that's it. So this constant fear or belief about the limitations you might have when it comes to your achieving your vision, you know, it's a cycle that you can disable. It's a cycle that you can break, you know. But to be able to disable the cycle, you need to activate your ability to think logically. So activate your ability to think logically by questioning yourself very often, by evaluating your actions regularly, you know. So like asking yourself, what do I need to achieve this vision? Like, what have I done this month, this week, this day, this hour, this minute that will take me closer to my vision? So if you want to be, for example, an award-winning author, have you written a book? So even if it's not published, you know, have you written a book? Have you taken that real logical, rational step to write a book? If you want to own a salon, you know, maybe that's your vision or your big picture. Have you actually budgeted to know what financial capital you will require? If not, then ask yourself this question. Why? Why have you not done it? Is it because you feel you cannot write? Then ask yourself again. Okay, if you feel that what's limiting you is now that you can't write, you can't create a budget, you don't know how to do it, then question yourself again. Ask yourself, have you taken any free online course on how to write, on how to write that book, or on how to budget, you know? So maybe it's the budgeting that's actually holding you now because you don't really have a budget, so you don't really know what's going to cost you, you know, to start a salon. Then you're like, okay, I don't have enough internet data to research and learn, you know, take online free classes on how to budget. Then ask yourself another question. Have you tapped into your network of friends? Maybe you even know a friend that, you know, started accounting, that knows how to do the budget. You know, in my 6K foundation milestone program, there is a tutorial where I really talk about how to map up your resources and tap into your social network, you know, to be able to build your idea. So if you're interested, just go to our platinumjotter.com and enroll for that course, and you can actually take that tutorial, because very often we have all it takes, we have all we need to actually start our our vision, you know, start achieving our goals. But sometimes if we don't really know how to move, what the next step is, we can really get stuck in just dreaming and wishing and imagining that we achieved that big vision. So keep questioning yourself. It's like number one strategy. Question yourself, evaluate yourself. What am I doing right now? Is it taking me closer to where I'm going? You know, is it taking me closer to my vision? What have I done in the past weeks? Is it taking me closer to my vision? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? You know, so the key here is to keep identifying the next logical action, you know, that can take you towards achieving your big picture goal. You can start from top bottom, which is often very effective. That's what I do. You know, top button means that I have the big picture, then I start breaking down the steps, the next logical step backwards, you know, from that big picture, I start breaking it down until I get to where I am right now. So when you have identified the next step from where you are now, you know, the next thing you need to do is to move to strategy number two, where I'm going to show you how to actually take action. So we're going to go through strategy number two after this short break. At last, the 6K Foundation Milestone Program is out. It's an online program for entrepreneurs who just want to take their idea to the next level, into reality, into a successful venture. So it's an online program, so you can access it on your phone, anywhere, anytime. But if you have issues with your internet, I have got the offline version, which is the 6K workbook. So go to joadre.com. Either you enroll for the 6K Foundation Milestone Program online, or you get the workbook. I look so much forward to working with you and transforming your ideas to wealth. So remember, number one is to identify the next logical thing or action to take. Number two is to create an action plan for yourself. Take a pen and a paper and outline all the activities for that action. You know, the action that you identified. So now, let's say your vision is to be, you know, the best fashion designer in Nigeria. Great. Simply wishing or visioning that's not going to take you there. That's not going to catapult you to become the best designer, number one designer in your country. So you have to identify what you need to do to become that best designer, actually. So to be able to identify this, know where you are right now. I know what it takes to be the best designer. Very often we have an idea or a picture of what we want to be, who we want to be, what we want to achieve. We just have that idea, but we don't really know what it takes. Who is that person? Who is the best designer? What does it take to be called, to be acknowledged as the best designer? What do they do? What makes them the best designer? So you need to be actually clear. You need to get enough information about this person or this goal that you want to achieve. So if you know how to sew, but do not know how to design, for example, and that's what it takes to be the best designer, to be able to design very well, then find free courses online to learn about how to design. That will be the next action that you will need to take, you know, that will bring you a mile closer to your vision of becoming the number one designer in your country. So you get what I mean? So just knowing about the next step of action and grounding your knowledge and your abilities within that next step of action is what you need to do right now. So if you can design, but you don't have any, you know, avenue to produce or sell, you know, so how's that going to help you? You're not going to have products, for example. So that means now your next step of action is not to learn how to design because you already know it, but maybe how to sell the products that you design. So the next logical step will be to develop a distribution plan or a strategy to sell your product. So that means you have to look for potential partners, you know. So this is a very clear next step of action. It's rational. You can walk towards it. So you see how this is done. Now, number two is simply bringing the next step to paper as a form of commitment to yourself. It's an action plan. You need to bring it to paper. This is not something that you have in your mind. No, you need to bring it to paper to be able to create an action plan. I talk about an action plan in a 6 key foundation milestone. You must not write it on a computer, you know. You don't need to, write your action plan on a computer. Just get an empty book that you devote to this vision so you can write it, you know, very traditionally with a pen on a paper. So I actually have a blog on the power of an empty book. You can read that blog. I think this podcast has a blog. So you can go to the blog and I have the link where you see this tutorial about the power of an empty book if you're interested. So get your pen and begin to create your action plan. Your action plan is a manifesto. Action plans actually help you take your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your imaginations, you know, from that virtual space to the real world where you actually then kick asses. I have a tutorial on how to create an action plan, and it's part of the 6 Key Foundation Milestone Program, but you need to have a full membership on our Juedro Lab to be able to assess it. But I have specially created a free version of how to create an action plan for my podcast listeners right now, or if you're reading this blog. So now, follow the steps in the tutorial to get to your action plan, to make you ready. So when you have gone through this and you actually have been able to identify these steps, channel your focus to the next logical action. Repeat creating your plan and keep doing this. Keep channeling your focus to the next step of action and, you know, actually doing it, you know, until you now receive that award as the number one designer in your country. Until you now get to that goal of opening a salon. Until you now get to that goal of becoming an author. So this is actually a very simple strategy to take you from just that vision you have in your mind to actually achieving that vision. Now, so let's have a quick recap for this podcast. Know your vision, but focus mainly on the actions you need to take you to achieving that vision or dream. With this two-step strategy anyone can use today, begin to create the momentum that you need or that needs to be in place for you to develop your vision. So your number one strategy is to identify the next logical action from where you are today to the vision. And your number two strategy is to become devoted to your very own personal manifesto, which is your action plan. So remember, your subconscious mind works while you sleep. So that's why we dream. So make sure to break that circle of self-doubt and limiting beliefs by simply activating the connection between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. You know, you do this through consistent and intentional questioning. So in future podcasts and blog, I will share more, you know, teachings and wisdoms from my lab around starting and building a business and life that you love. And yes, from time to time, I will chip in some health lifestyle issues on, you know, nutrition and movement, because these two habits affect your ability to perform highly as entrepreneurs. Be it your ability to think innovatively, you know, to concentrate, stay motivated, and so on. You need a healthy lifestyle that involves integrating good and healthy nutrition and consistent movements. So entrepreneurs, this is your time. You're alive right now, so rock it. If you're in Lagos or in Vienna this year, check my website, joadri.com, to know when the next Arise event is happening close to you. I wish to welcome you there and get to meet you live. Not to miss out on my next podcast, blog, or videos, make sure to subscribe to our Joadri Lab updates and follow me on Instagram to get first-hand updates of all my activities. Thank you so much for investing time to listen to my podcast this week. This is Joadri, the place to transform ideas to wealth.